Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. How many of you have seen the movie Minority Report? Well, you know, in Minority Report, there are these young people who are identified at an early age. I didn't read the book, but I was told that in the book or in the short story that Philip K. Dick, who was the author, that he goes through the process of how the precogs were chosen and how they're identified as precogs and what the precogs do. And if you've seen the movie, did they make a TV show about it? I think they did. Must be one of these Netflix series that I haven't seen, because when I was looking for a graphic image for the pile of prep, I got one that wasn't from the movie with Tom Cruise, Minority Report. But the precogs are employed to see, if you will, into the future what they think people are, or what they see what people are thinking. And then it's confirmed, and then a precog police officer like Tom Cruise in the movie is then dispatched to go arrest the person before they can even have the thought about the crime they're about to commit. And that's the plot of Minority Report, that we're going to start having thought, that the thought police are actually going to be a thought police thing. And that's what the precogs are, because they're laying in this pool of gelatin or whatever it is, and they put their thoughts together. And if it turns out that they find someone that they think is going to commit a crime, then, and this is, now think about this, before the crime is even committed, the precogs have seen the vision, and the police are dispatched, and the person is locked up. Now, they haven't actually committed the crime. This is the key point. No crime has actually been committed. The precogs say these people are going to commit a crime, but no crime has actually been committed. So what are the precogs then? They're the thought police, basically. I know what you're thinking, and therefore I can deduce, or I know how you think, and therefore I can deduce what it is that you're about to do. And this is actually happening in real time. I told you on Monday and Tuesday show, we discussed the hoax that has been that was perpetrated by the wretched, scandalous excuse for an actress known as Lena Dunham, that she purported to have heard or overheard some airline attendants for American Airlines have a conversation about transgender children. Oh, that reminds me. Minichurch, you must go to the Crusader Room. Boy, howdy do I. I knew there was something I didn't get to print. It just occurred. I'll throw the news in real quick. There's a story on the Associated Press Newswire last night. If I hadn't seen this, I would not believe it. Story on the Associated Press Newswire last night. Or yesterday, and it was written by Gertrude. I'm trying to remember now, because I saw it, and I actually commented on it in the Crusader Room, how to tell if your child is transgender. Now, the photograph, the graphic image for the story shows a woman and a 3 or 4 year old girl. Folks, we are now in the land of, here it is right here. How to know if your child is transgender, what experts say. Now, I got to ask the first question, which is, how does one become an expert in a fad, and that's what it is, that is not even a year old? How many in the history of mankind, how many 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds have confided to their parents? Hello, little Stan. How are you today? I'm not okay. Why aren't you okay, little Stan? I don't want to be a boy anymore. You don't want to be a boy, Stan. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta. Why Loretta, Stan? Because when I grow up, I want to have babies. But you can't have babies. You haven't got a womb. You're a boy. Mother, don't you oppress me. I'm not oppressing you, Stan. How does one find an expert for something that there can possibly be no expertise in? Because we've all seen the stories of those who transition and then kill themselves because they're still not happy. We've all seen the stories of those who transition from one gender to the next or from one species to the next and then decide that, that didn't do it for me. I'm going to do this. How does one become an expert in this? You know what? I shouldn't say that because an expert in children transitioning in between sexes requires the accuracy of a weatherman in accurately predicting what the weather will be, for example, in a mere 8 hours. So here's the story. This is from the Associated Press. I looked this up and I asked a question in the Crusader Room, what is going to happen in the very near future when these children, these are children, this is child abuse, when these children, having had their brains and their intellect so tragically warped, cannot stop the confusion. Can't stop the confusion because they didn't have parents. Instead, they had social media popularity-seeking whores for parents. Middle church, you can't say that. That's what's going on here. Popularity-seeking whores. Now, that could be a male whore, female whore. Don't think whore as in sex. You know, the people that show up at drag queen story time, for example. Why are you here?
Because this is real, true diversity. Oh, and the drag queens tell wonderful stories.
We want our child to be exposed to this kind of diversity, to a mentally deranged 35-year-old man who thinks he's a woman. You want your child to be exposed to that. Anything else you want to do for an encore? John Wayne Gacy, maybe? Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a world famous pederast. Oh, Ariana Grande maybe for an encore. You know, riding blank bicycles with wrist icicles, etc. The world has lost its mind. And if this isn't propaganda, and now this is a great example of just how propaganda works. And what I think is the scariest part about this is it's not coming from the state. The state led the charge with, we're going to make it illegal for you to have bathrooms in high schools. that separate boys from girls. Well, what a great idea that is, right? So, but that has been undone. And now the public has picked up on the charge. And now you have parents out there leading the child abuse hysteria. I mean, folks, this is the headline story. How to Know If Your Child Is Transgender, What Experts Say by Jocelyn Gecker of the AP. Now, as James Woods, the actor, pointed out on his Twitter feed, here's how you're going to find out. The world's going to find out that your kid was not transgender and that you screwed it up in the head when we find the remains of your body carved up into 16 pieces in a freezer. That the little monster thought, the little confused monster who couldn't tell right from wrong, up from down, truth from error, and boy from girl. All simple parts of the natural world are in denial. And people with alarming, alarming capitulation are surrendering to it. Well, I don't want to buck the trend. You know, I really like my job. You know, do you really like your job, or do you like the HDTV that you get to buy with the job? Do you really like your job? Or do you like hanging out in front of a computer screen all day long and doing this or that on Facebook and on Twitter? I thought your job was, by the way, the kid's birth certificate actually identifies you as parent. Is that a job title? No, my job is to be a friend. My job is to be a comforter to my child. I asked the question, what happens 10 years from now or 5 years from now when the kids who have now been diagnosed or have been self-diagnosed by popularity-seeking whores, used to be known as parents, on social media, when they remain so confused, they have no grounding to reality, they have no grounding to the natural world because they're not allowed to go out and play in it, and any time they participate in it, they're told again, natural world says you're a boy, you're told by parents, in other words, no, you're not, you're a girl, because you think you're a girl, okay, you're a girl. This is what would make one insane, not able to have a clean mind, insane, not clean. What happens when these kids start going, I don't want to live anymore. I don't get anything out of it anyways. They have been deprived of baptism. They've been deprived of a religious life. They've been deprived of a spiritual life. They've been deprived of virtues. They've been deprived of grace. When they start killing themselves, what are you going to do then, Miss Gecker? When the pieces start falling and the children start dying, what are you going to do for an encore? This is serious stuff. Look, I am 55 years old. I've been working in broadcasting since 1992. So that would be 25 years. I have never, ever seen anything remotely like. As a matter of fact, it is so profound over the top in its effectiveness and in its ubiquitous, ubiquitous meaning it's everywhere. It's like Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. This is a diabolical fait accompli. Never have any of us seen anything like this. Total success from a propagandist who began this under the guise of, here, I'll tell you how they began. No, we just want acceptance. We want your tolerance. Well, there was one 3 years ago who let the cat out of the bag and what they really want.
I agree. It's a no-brainer that that we should have the right to marry.
Masha Gessen, communist,
I also think
lesbian,
equally that it's a no-brainer
wacko.
That the institution of marriage should not exist. So that causes my brain some trouble. And part of it, why it causes me trouble, is because fighting for gay marriage generally involves lying about what we're going to do with marriage when we get there. You know, because we lie that the institution of marriage is not going to change. And that is a lie.
Hear that?
The institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. And again, I don't think it should exist.
Well, who gave you the vote?